Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we continue looking at the Christian and his influence in the local church. Today we look at how the Christian must seek the kingdom first. Christ and his church must come before business, family, recreation, friends, yes, and even ourselves. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Matthew 22, and verse 37, here the Bible says, "Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Is a man seeking the kingdom first, or is anyone seeking the kingdom first, when he does not attend services, but stays home to entertain company? Does a person seek the kingdom first when he spends more money for unnecessary habit than he gives to the Lord? Is a person seeking the kingdom first when they go hunting instead of attending the services? Is a person seeking the kingdom first when he can make a political talk but will not apply himself in teaching a personal Bible study? Is a man seeking the kingdom first when he spends more time fishing for fish than he spends fishing for men? Let's read Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. "And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments." Let's be encouraged to keep the commandments of God and to put the kingdom of God first.